This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? Those Chinese tariffs, if they're imposed on pork, it might not make that much difference anyway. The country has too much of its own. I'll talk about it after this.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Oler King uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The tariffs listed by China the other day for possible retaliation against the United States after the imposition of our tariffs on some of their industrial shipments to us sure got the attention, of course, of the National Pork Producers Council in this country. But if you take a look at what's been going on to the Chinese hog herd, the largest in the world and also the biggest market for pork in the world, they have plenty of their own pork these days. Chinese pig prices hit their lowest level in about 4 years earlier this month, plunging in that top pork-producing market, plunging the pork producers down into the red, and underscoring concerns that a rapid expansion of large pig farms in China has outpaced the slowing demand growth. The sudden downturn, one of the steepest declines over such a short period ever, will mark the first serious test for many companies that have rushed into pig farming in China over the last 2 years. According to the Reuters News Service, it will also slow imports of pork by the world's top buyer, according to traders and analysts, and they were saying this before the announcement of those possible tariffs rolled out by Chinese officials last week. They say the price is set to recover when the demand picks up later in the year, but the pork prices in China will come under renewed pressure next year as more new farms there start production. The prices are below production cost generally after plunging more than 20% from where they were in early January. One chief researcher there in China said the reason is very clear. There are just a lot of pigs on the market. The sudden plunge in prices is the result of conflicting trends in the industry over the past year. On the one hand, the big producers have expanded rapidly to grow market share, but on the other hand, a government crackdown on pollution that intensified last year shut many small farms down. I'll be back after this.